o'clock this morning. So stick around with us here on 100.4 FM. It is now 29 minutes after 7 o'clock. South Africa's plastic industry appears to have contributed in excess of 2 billion rand into the informal sector in 2019. The South African Recycling Organization, in conjunction with Plastics SA survey, found that a major cash injection was able to create around 58,750 job opportunities. While I suppose it is good news, where does this fit into I think a broader discussion about our relationship with plastics? Executive Director for Plastics South Africa, Anton Hanukom, good morning.
Good morning, Tashik.
Well, how do you define the informal economy and tabulating, I suppose, its contribution?
Maybe let me just take one step back and just give you a little bit of oversight of the plastics industry and just the size of that. Plastics is really part of every sector of the economy. If you talk automotive, medical, agricultural, mining, information technology, plastics is integrated part of that. So in 2019, the year that you use, the industry contributed about 71 billion rand to the South African economy. It's around 18% to the manufacturing GDP of South Africa. So we employ about 60,000 people. That's permanent employed people. Roughly 1,800 companies, 90 SMEs, and we converted around 1.8 million tons into products, plastics into products. So if one look at the informal sector, those products are used, it is valuable. The waste can be reused and reprocessed back into new products. In South Africa, our waste management system is not that well established in all areas. The role of municipalities is to collect the waste from households and to landfill it. So the informal sector plays a major role for us in collecting this recyclable waste from landfills, from the environment. Also a lot comes from obviously industry and shopping centers and so on. But they play a major role in collecting the waste and through the process get it back to the recyclers so that we can reprocess the material.
Is there a sufficient enough culture, or strong enough culture in South Africa around recycling, even through just, as you mentioned in malls, so I suppose to a certain degree, not just businesses that operate within those malls, but also consumers that would make their way through and actually have those recycled bins and things like that. But is there a well enough, culture that, compels South Africans to, in fact, recycle?
I think if we all work together and we do our part, then we can definitely increase the volume of waste that's been collected and been recycled. I think we seem to have not a clear perspective around the value of plastic waste and what can be done with that. The result is that you often see people throwing things out of their car windows, throwing used products just next to the bin instead of inside the bin. But then and I referred to that early on, 3-4% of our population doesn't have access to waste management systems. So it is a big lack. It is something that we definitely need to do a lot more education awareness. We need to implement campaigns to create a better awareness around not just plastics, but all pollution, all littering, and what we can do. If you think about the circular economy, how do we close the loop so that we ensure products doesn't go into the landfill, doesn't go into the environment, and actually collect it and use. So everybody can do a little bit, even from a household perspective, put your recyclables into a separate bag. If it's not separately collected, put it on top of your bin so that when it ends up in the landfill, it's easy to pick that bag and ensure that what the content can be recycled at the end of the day.
Thank you very much for joining us, Anton Hanukom, Plastics SA Executive